Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Each of us are all part of one race, the human race. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, it is definitely becoming a complicated and an emotional issue. And at the forefront for many, it's a racial component that is causing most of it, which involves prejudice, hatred, and even violence, as you've been talking about. However, David, in reality, isn't it true that biblically there's only one race, the human race?
Well, yes. Scientifically, genetically, biblically, there is only one race, as you said, the human race. And yet the entire human race is still reeling from the effects of a judgment that God executed against mankind well over 4,000 years ago. When God created Adam and Eve, he instructed them and their descendants to scatter across the earth and to take control of widely diverse geographic regions. And after God judged the first global rebellion, and by the flood, he once again instructed Noah and his descendants to scatter once again. But in rebellion, they built a city whose top was to be the place of worship of Satan, the god of this world. And so God judged them by confusing their languages, forcing them to disperse along family lines. And between families, there were these conflicts that developed because they could no longer communicate with one another. And this ultimately led to isolated gene pools in various geographic regions, giving rise to what we have come to consider races, but we're all just people. You know, just as there are quarter horses and Arabians and Tennessee Walkers and Belgians, they're all simply variations of a horse. So whether we're red or yellow or black or white or have brown or black or blonde or red hair, we're all humans. We're all descendants of Adam and Eve, and we're all descendants of Noah and his wife. So we're not different races at all. We're all cousins who make up just one single human race.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining the fact that all of us are a part of one race, the human race. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. According to the Bible, God's absolute word, we are all members of the human race. We all, as David said, are cousins in the human race. This thought actually needs to be included in the national conversation on racism. As members of the human race, we have all been born in sin, Psalm 51 and 58, and need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The streets of this world today provide evidence of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. He said lawlessness will be prevalent in our world at the time of his return. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...